Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechta Idiyos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Ches, Mishnah Tes. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther B'Asrachol, Shishi B'Zeich Refan, Receiving Hagon B'Karuv Mamesh. And we know that one has to wash their hands before touching Truma so as not to be Matamayit. Now there's Machlokes regarding Karshinim. This is usually used as animal food. However, since B'Shas Adchak, when there's like a famine or something like that, humans will eat Karshinim, and therefore there's a Chiv to have Truma separated from them. And the question is, how do we treat these Karshinim of Truma, like regular Truma or not? So this Machlokes Karshinim, Truma says Mishnah, these Karshinim that are Truma, B'Shamer and B'Shamer says, Sharin B'Shavin B'Tahara, that when a person soaks them in water or rubs them on their skin, he has to do that in a state of Tahara, which means he has to wash his hands before so that he's not metame them. However, Machilin B'Tuma, he could feed them to his animal in a state of Tuma, meaning he does not have to wash his hands before handling these Karshinim before feeding them to his animal. However, Basil says, Sharin B'Tahara, when soaking them in water, he has to do that in a state of Tahara, he has to wash his hands beforehand and make sure that they don't become Tame. However, V'Shavin Machilin B'Tuma, when he rubs them on his skin or feeds them to his animal, that can be done in a state of Tuma. Now, Shammai himself says, Yachlu Tzrid, they have to be fed to the animal dry, which means they can't get wet at all. We know that produce is able to be Makabal Tuma only once it gets wet. And so Shammai is very Machmir. He says that even when feeding these Karshinim of Truma to an animal, it's only had to be done if they're dry, which means that they can't be Makabal Tuma. And Rabbi Kiva Aymer, he's the opposite extreme Lakula. Kama Sayim Batuma, anything that's being done with these Karshinim of Truma is allowed to be done in a state of Tuma, and we're not Machmir with them at all. Now, moving on to Mishnah Tes, this one and the next Mishnah are going to be discussing Maaser Sheni. So we know that in years 1, 2, and 4, and 5 of the Shemitah cycle, one separates Maaser Sheni from the produce. This needs to be brought up to Yerushalayim and eaten there. If the person can't schlep it all up, or by the time he gets there it's going to spoil, he's allowed to transfer its Kedusha onto money, bring the money up to Yerushalayim, and use that to buy food. Now this Mishnah and the next discuss two types of coins. We have Sela, Shekel, and Dinar, which are all silver, and Mice, which are copper. There's 4 dinarim in a Sela, and 2 Shkalim in a Sela. Now here's two important things to bear in mind. One's not able to buy food with slime, because it's just way too much. It's kind of like paying for a can of Coke with a $100 bill. And therefore, a sell of Maaser Sheni would have to be exchanged for smaller denominations. So you might say, okay, why doesn't he just take all of his mice, his little copper coins of Maaser Sheni, and bring those up to Yerushalayim so that he doesn't have to exchange them? And the reason for that is because it's a big hassle to bring on mice. Imagine carrying a massive bag full of copper coins that are Maaser Sheni. Therefore, before he travels up to Yerushalayim, he's going to want to transfer his mice, his copper coins, onto coins of larger denominations, so it should be easier to carry up. And that's what we discuss. Mishnah Taz tells us, Hapart Sela Mice Maaser Sheni, a person is being parted as Sela with Mice of Maaser Sheni. In other words, he has a whole bunch of copper coins that have Kedushas Maaser Sheni, and now he's on his way up to Yerushalayim, so he wants to be pirate them and wants to transfer the Kedusha onto a Sela, this coin of a larger denomination. Beishamay and Beishamay says, Bechal Sela Mice, he's allowed to take all of his mice, all of his copper coins, and transfer them onto a Sela, this one very large silver coin. However, Beishil argues and says that no, Beshekel Kesu Beshekel Mice, it has to be half-half. Half of his copper coins are allowed to be transferred onto a silver shekel, but the other half must remain in mice, in copper coins, and that's because once he brings it up to Yerushalayim, as we said, he can't use a Sela, he's not able to use the silver coin, a very large denomination, to buy food, which means he's going to have to go to a money changer in Yerushalayim and be parted once again into smaller denominations. And the problem is, if everyone's going to be doing that, everyone's going to be coming to Yerushalayim with silver coins and trying to exchange them for a whole bunch of small copper coins, then the value of copper coins is going to go up, that's classic supply and demand, and now he's going to end up losing money on his Maaser Sheni. Maybe he brought up 100 copper coins worth of Maaser Sheni all on this Sela, but now he's only going to get 98 copper coins because the value went up, and that's a loss for Maaser Sheni. Therefore, Beis Hillel says he's only going to take half of his copper coins and put them onto silver, but the other half he has to bring up with him. Now, Rav Meir, he tells us something different. Ain Mechalin Kesef Peres Al Kesef. One's not allowed to take money Maaser Sheni and Maaser Sheni produce and transfer that onto money. Machamati and the Chum allow this. He's referring to a guy who has a few coins of smaller denomination that have Kedushas Maaser Sheni, and he also has some Maaser Sheni produce, and he wants to pool this all together and transfer its Kedusha onto one large silver coin. Rav Meir doesn't allow this, but the Chumim do. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Yod, which is really the second half of this Mishnah. It discusses, once he's in Yerushalayim and he has his silver coins, how much of that is he allowed to transfer onto copper coins and onto Mishnah Yod Aleph, with a different discussion. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.